At peace talks being held in Ghana, West African mediators are pursuing their efforts to get Liberia's warring sides to agree to a ceasefire to end 4 years of fighting. Mediators say Liberian President Charles Taylor will not seek a new mandate. His current elected term expires in January 2004. But envoys for two rebel groups at the peace talks in Ghana have restated their demand for him to step down immediately before they sign a ceasefire. Fighting has stopped around Monrovia since last week after militias who support Mr. Taylor pushed back the rebels. The fighting forced tens of thousands of already displaced people to flee from aid camps into schools, churches, foreign embassies, and sports stadiums. Visiting his farm on the outskirts of Monrovia Saturday, Mr. Taylor called for a return to life as normal in the Liberian capital. He also said since there isn't a ceasefire yet, he has instructed his soldiers to continue fighting the rebels who control more than two-thirds of Liberia. Robert Vanafoli, a young Liberian in Abidjan who fled Monrovia on a fishing boat 2 weeks ago, says as long as Mr. Taylor remains in power, the situation will be unbearable.
The situation is unbearable. People lost of their parents, people don't know where they are, people don't know what they are doing. You're having gun sound everywhere. Everywhere you go, there's rumors everywhere. Now we need peace in Liberia. Now we think at least if they could king the president.
A special United Nations-backed court in Sierra Leone indicted Mr. Taylor for war crimes on June 4th, just hours after he arrived for the opening of the peace talks in Ghana. Ghanaian authorities allowed him to return to Liberia, saying the timing of the indictment was an embarrassment to their diplomatic efforts. Investigators at the court now say they have credible evidence another war crime suspect, Johnny Paul Karoma, was killed 2 weeks ago in Liberia. Mr. Karoma was a former military ruler in Sierra Leone. One of his close collaborators and another war crime suspect, former rebel leader Sam Bakary, was killed in Liberia after he returned from Ivory Coast last month. Mr. Taylor has been accused of fueling instability throughout West Africa by supporting rebels and smuggling timber and diamonds in exchange for weapons, charges he denies. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Abidjan.